Well, welcome everyone. It is a historic day in the Kansas City Chiefs franchise as we're joined by the chairman of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. And first of all, let's just, I'm going to ask you about the season, quite honestly. A 2-14 year in many ways, some think maybe the most challenging in the 53-year history of the franchise. Your reaction at the end of the season?
Well, Mitch, it was really a disappointing year, just really from the start all the way through the finish, just very tough. We came into the year with high expectations. We obviously didn't live up to those. I want to personally apologize to the fans for the product we put on the field. It was not up to my standards, not up to the standards of the organization, and we're going to do everything we can to get it fixed.
Let me say this. I think I know you well enough to know that you burn to win as much as the most ardent fan in the kingdom. What about that willingness to win and how that's affected the way you approach the future?
Well, it was just so hard. I think for anybody who was a Chiefs fan this year, watching was just very difficult from week to week, and it hurt, frankly. I spent a lot of the season really struggling just because we were not able to be successful in the field.
Clark, you made the decision to relieve head coach Romeo Crennel of his duties. What about that decision and how difficult was it to make?
Well, it's always difficult to part ways with somebody that you care about. Coach Crennel is a tremendous individual. He's been a very good football coach in the National Football League for many years. He did a great job for us going back to 2010 when he joined the organization. And he also was a tremendous leader during a very difficult period of time for our organization as we dealt with the Javon Belcher situation. He's a quality individual, but he also understands that this is a performance business, and a 2-win season just wasn't good enough.
Maybe the most asked question now throughout the Chiefs Kingdom will be general manager Scott Pioli. And you did not make a decision there with that position. What about him specifically and that role as you move forward?
Well, we announced today as part of Romeo leaving the organization that the football operations continues to be under review, and that includes Scott's position. It's important for me to get the search started right away for the new head coach, and the decisions on the rest of the department will come later, and it's possible we'll have additional changes.
Let me ask you about what you want to see in the next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you could kind of computer generate that person, what would it be?
Well, I want somebody who's a proven leader, somebody who's been part of building a successful program. I want somebody of high integrity. I want somebody who's an effective communicator and teacher, somebody who has a high football IQ, enjoys working hard, and is willing to hold himself and those around him accountable.
The NFL is a very competitive environment. It's competitive when it comes to finding head coaches. I want to ask you about the timetable. In a perfect world, what you want to do to find the next head coach of the Chiefs?
Well, we don't have a timetable, but part of making the decision today is so that we can get the search started right away. We're very organized. I'll actually be starting the search this afternoon, that process. We have a number of candidates who I'm very excited about. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is to get the right guy for the Kansas City Chiefs and somebody who can lead us back to the playoffs and eventually the Super Bowl.
And I know it's a point that you want to make that you'll be directly involved in naming the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that's right. I'm going to lead the search, and I'll hire the next coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he'll report directly to me.
Now, that's interesting. Because unless I'm wrong, that might be the first time in the history of this franchise it's been that way, to have a coach direct report to you. What about a paradigm shift here? This is a big-time change.
It is a significant change, and I just feel it's so important that we get the right head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think we'll have the best chance of doing that with a direct report to me.